We played almost 2 minutes of injury time at the end of the game. Hearts leading by 3-0. The fourth official indicated that there would be at least 4 minutes of injury time. So just a 2 minutes left to go, and that'll give me a wee time to run down through what happened here. Hearts 3 goals to the good. They opened the scoring midway through the first half. From the penalty spot, David Mihailovic with the goal. Eric McWood fouled inside the box. And that opening goal came after a decent opening that was end-to-end tough at times. Both teams having chances. Eric McWood was causing all sorts of problems for the Drogheda rear guard. And it was from one of those moves involving McWood that Hearts won the penalty kick, fouled inside the area, and Mihailovic putting Hearts in front. They doubled their advantage just before halftime. 44 and a half minutes gone. McWood with the second goal. Conor Tourish with the all-important tackle, winning back possession just inside the Drogheda half. And, well, it was a good move. Gary Boylan was involved. Mihailovic with the through ball, and McWood with the finish. Before that, in the first half for Drogheda, well, they had chances of their own, the best of which was one from Darren Nugent as early as the 12th minute, which struck the inside of the post. It was a really open-ended game in the first half. End-to-end stuff at times, and Hearts 2 goals to the good at half time. They scored the all important third goal just before the hour mark. McWood with the header, Regan Donlan with the cross on the left hand side. A quality finish from McWood, who will earn all the plaudits tonight for his couple of goals. But really and truly, this has been a fine team performance from Ollie Horgan's side. I'm not too sure what's going to please him the most. I'm sure the results, no doubt about that. But it's been a good performance. The fact that they haven't conceded either is a big, big plus ahead of next weekend's game when they play UCD, a meeting of the bottom two. And Hearts will move 2 points clear of the students tonight thanks to this victory. And that's the perfect tonic ahead of what's a big, big game next week at the Belfield Bowl. Hearts will move on to 15 points. UCD will drop to the bottom on 13 points. And at the other end of the table, Derry City denied what would have been a great win at Oriel Park. Patrick Coven scoring in on 90 minutes to earn Dundalk a share of the spoils in their game against Derry. That was a meeting of second against third. So Dundalk will stay second and Derry will stay third. But it's pretty close at the top end of the table. Dundalk chasing down the tails of Shamrock Rovers, who continue to lead the way. So the 4 minutes of injury time have been played here in this one. I'm just waiting for the match referee Damien McGrath to take another look at his watch and bring an end to what's been a good night for Ollie Horgan's team. A good performance there indeed. Goes the full-time whistle, and the Hearts supporters, there weren't too many of them here for this one tonight, less than 900 according to the official attendance that we were told. Not the biggest crowd of the season by any manner of means, but I'll tell you what, this was a very good performance from Ollie Horgan's team. They've been under the cosh of late. They have been feeling the pressure, no doubt about that, because of that long run of games without a victory. So this one tonight is welcome. It's a big, big result. 3-0, and a fully deserved 3 points for all the Hurricanes team, who were so impressive throughout. So there you go, Marty, all over here at Finn Park in Balmaceda. It's finished. Finn Hearts 3, Drogheda United 0.